It is Al Porter here coming to you live from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, where lots of comedians from all over the world have kind of converged for this giant festival. Who wants me to say hello? A big shout out to the lads in Caulfields at Lone. That's Keith, Dave and PJ. You couldn't meet a more sound bunch of lads. They can't wait for the lovely girls competition tonight. Al, are you coming to play a gig in Athlone anytime soon? I don't know, and also I don't know what you mean about the lovely girls competition, so not sure about that. What I do know about competitions is that the man that's sitting right opposite me won one, a very big one, the Irish Comedian of the Year. Steve, how are you?
Really good, Al. Thanks a million.
That's
yeah.
not a bad intro, sure.
Yeah, it's pretty good, dude. Thank you.
No, I love Steve Bennett. Steve Bennett, are you from Galway? No.
No, I spend a lot of time in Galway, but I'm from Laois originally.
Okay, right, yeah. So, but you live there, do you? You run the Roisin Comedy
Club. I run in the Roisin Dove Comedy Club. I live in Dublin now, but I pop back to Galway every Friday to run that.
Yeah, but you're doing three shows here in Edinburgh.
Yeah, in Edinburgh I'm really busy. So
that's
I took a
insane.
Month off of Galway and I'm over here doing three shows a day. I'm doing a kid show called This Is Your Trial. I'm doing a comedy cult that I run called The Church of the Crack, Not Quite Mass, where I put on comedians, we play games, I officiate a wedding every day, and then I'm doing a solo show called Ah, Sure, It's the Irish Comedian of the Year.
And do you get a lot of Americans coming in to see you because of the Irish connection and all that?
Yeah, I do. I get a couple in. I had one guy in the other day, actually, who had a lovely chat with me afterwards, and within 30 seconds, he brought up aliens.
Oh, right.
And about aliens visiting him and stuff like that. So I got to stand there counting my coins from the tip bucket at the end of the show, having a lovely chat with him about the aliens who came over from the Perellian system.
Right,
and
okay.
Apparently, they're really lovely and very gorgeous.
Well, and did he think you were one of them?
I don't know, actually. I think he thought that I should try and have a chat with them anyway, though, that they might enjoy my comedy.
Three a day is surely a glutton for punishment. I mean, I'm struggling enough just doing the 1 hour show in the evening, and always have. I've been here for four years, and every time.
Here's a little secret, Al. I've been a total loser for this entire festival. I think I've maybe had fewer than 10 drinks since I've gotten here. I've been in bed by 11 most nights.
Right.
I've been drinking tea with honey and just being a total dweeb.
Oh, right, okay, so that's the key is to not have any crack.
That's the real rock and roll.
That's probably how the Rolling Stones are still alive.
That's exactly it. They're just drinking just water in whiskey bottles.
Water and glycerine and honey and lemon and a couple of biscuits. And do you miss home when you're here, or do you know you don't?
I
for the
do,
month?
But listen, this month is just so incredible. There's so much going on. Like I couldn't. I get really jealous and weird when I'm not in Edinburgh for August.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never
of
been
of all the comedians of all the posts
exactly,
going up and
yeah.
the excitement.
Yeah, everyone just so happy and doing so well over here.
What's the kid show? This Is Your Trial.
This Is Your Trial is a show that's been running for years in an adult version, and basically you as an audience member you go in, you accuse people of crimes.
Okay.
And so we get a lot of like Dad Does Smelly Farts, and we put Dad on trial. So normally I'm the judge. And it's great fun. We have two comedians play the prosecution and defence.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
It's really great fun. I like it a lot.
That was Julian Clary did a show like that in the 90s. Would you believe that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. For like such an innuendo-based comedian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he did a kid show where it was a trial.
I'm not surprised because we get a lot of stuff where the funniest stuff is kind of like, you know, stuff that you mention and then all the parents laugh and then the kids are like looking around like, what's going on?
Yeah,
and we're like,
just don't
tell them. Please don't tell them. So
I
that's
think
keeping
it was
me
called
busy.
All Rise for Julian Clary or something really silly like that. And you brought your ukulele today, which
yes, I did
about.
Indeed.
I asked
you
when I saw you on the street.
Yeah.
Are you doing musical comedy in your Ash? Look, it's the Irish.
I am indeed.
In
yeah. I'm doing a little bit in the Not Quite Mass show to get the congregation going, and then I've got a couple of songs in the solo show as well.
Yeah. Would you give us one, maybe?
Of course, I could. Yeah. If I don't get
do you
into,
want to hear one of Steve's songs?
I do.
Of course, yeah. So long as this, I'm not doing this instead of plugging the carnival at the end of the month. I'll still get time to. I'll get into terrible trouble if you kick me out without talking about the Vodafone
thing.
We'll
talk about Vodafone.
Wonderful.
Don't you worry.
All right, let's do it. So my thing that I came over here to do was I wrote a song for children to try and help children when they have a bad dream.
Okay.
So I'm testing it out in Edinburgh over here. So
that's quite sweet.
Everyone at home, if you have any children, just put them near the radio. Or if you're not a child, then listen to it as if you are a child. Okay. Kids, here we go. This song's about when you have a bad dream. Oh, you've had a bad dream, and those are bad. They can make you angry, scared and sad. So sit down and tell me, what was it all about? Oh children, we can sort this out. Snakes, spiders, scorpions and sharks, witches, clowns and the dark. Those things are bad, silly and mean, but don't worry, they were just dreams. And I say, don't worry about your dreams, children. Don't worry about your dreams, oh children. Don't worry about your dreams, because your dreams will never come true. Oh, the dark is no reason to be afraid. You should be more scared of the people who lie in wait for you when you're on your way home, and they will stab you in the face for your wallet or your phone. And sharks kill a few dudes per annum, while choking kills quite a few thousand. How often do you swim in the sea? And how often do you eat food? We're all going to die. Oh, we're all going to die, because lightning never strikes you twice, unlike cancer, which can actually get you several times. I'm only joking, children. That's just a little joke. Hold on. Lightning can hit you many times as well.
Oh, Steve.
You could fall down the stairs or slip in the bath. Every breath you take could be your last. You could just be sitting there having a laugh, and then boom, sudden death syndrome. Because
no.
Sometimes the cold, creepy hooer, the hand of death, snakes its way around your neck for no reason whatsoever. And you eat your vegetables, you don't drink or smoke that much, you do your exercise, but you'll just die. You'll just die out. There's rocks flying around in space. Could hit us at any minute. Do you children have any idea who the president of the United States of America? But you can't live in a bubble, because the bubble carries its own health risks, like suffocation over a weak immune system. We're all going to die. Sing along, everybody. We're all going to die. Oh, we're all going to die. Oh, we're all going to die.
Hey! Oh, Steve Bennett, that is the most... That gives me such anxiety, that song. That is horrendous. Steve, will you just... You stay here. I'll get all your bits and bobs about Galway in just a bit. And but Kanye West is actually on the way as well. Steve Bennett, wow, I love that.
Thanks, guys.
Live from the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, all the way over here in Scotland. And Pammy, my Pamela, has come over. That's a terrible accent, I'm so sorry. But Pammy, my Pamela, my producer. I don't know where I'm supposed to be from.
You sound French there.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Anyway, she's come all the way over to join me. But a man who's Irish but was already here is Steve Bennett. Steve, thanks for staying with us.
No problem at all.
So Steve just terrified everybody's children there with his "We're All Going to Die" song. Joe Butler texted in, "Jay's is out. My two boys are cowering in the corner after that song. Any chance of an Al's pal for Milo and Esben to help them get over the trauma?" Joe, I'm all the way over in Scotland, so I don't know where the Al's pals are. So leave it with me. "Steve Bennett is amazing," says Owen Hegarty. "Seen him loads of times as the MC in the Roisin Dove Comedy Club. Go on, the Steve."
Oh, sound
then,
Owen.
"Dearest Al, the Lovely Girls competition is the Rosa Tralee. It's on tonight and tomorrow night in the Dome in the Kingdom of Kerry." I didn't realise that it was already Rosa Tralee time.
Yeah, it creeps up on you, doesn't it?
it's such a big calendar event for us all, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. What's your drinking game for it?
Anytime Dahi O'Shea goes, "Oh, fair play to you."
Yeah, anytime someone takes out some sort of like an instrument or does a little dance. I mean, that's most of them, isn't it?
So, Steve, the Galway Comedy Carnival has launched its lineup and all this kind
of
thing.
Yeah, tickets went on sale a half an hour ago, just at noon.
Brilliant.
On VodafoneComedyCarnival.com.
You helped book it.
Yeah,
You're an important man now.
I'm not the big man, but I'm sort of the lower down, medium sized man for the booking of this thing.
Right,
so
okay.
It's basically because, like Owen was saying, I run the Roisin Dove Comedy Club every Friday and also the showcase on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of the younger acts coming up through the ranks in
You're
Ireland.
Young as well. Don't
I
age
am
yourself.
Indeed, exactly. But
so who have you booked? Who do you like?
Who do I like? Well, for this one, you know, let's talk about the big guys. You know,
okay.
There'll be plenty of people along. Like, I mean, I'll be running the nights for the Roisin Dove Comedy Club and the showcase. We've got all sorts of brilliant acts on. Fred Cook and Leonard Tiernan, loads of great people. On the big end of things, we've got Reginald D. Hunter and Tommy Tiernan and...
Reg is coming in here during the week, I think.
Is he?
And then
cool.
Who else have we got? Is Jim Owen playing the festival?
He is indeed,
Love
yeah.
Jim Owen.
Jim
Very
Owen's
funny.
Amazing, man. I saw him in Australia. He was just incredible. I sent my parents to see him as well.
I'd say they loved it, did they?
Yeah, I love finding acts like that my dad can enjoy too. There's not too much cursing in it, is there? No. that's fine. It's
who
good
else
old
is
fun.
Who's another big name who's doing the Galway
big name's
comedy?
Darrow Breehan is Darrow coming, Breehan, which is amazing. I've loved Darrow Breehan since I was a kid watching the panel when I was 12. I'm so excited.
It's a jam-packed lineup then.
It's huge. Sean Richardson's on as well.
Yeah,
a lot of people know him from 8 out of 10 Cats.
Yeah.
Ardal O'Hanlon's doing a work in progress show.
Okay, Ardal's back. That's mad.
Yes, indeed.
He hasn't been around for a few years.
Yeah. So it'd be great to have him. Obviously, Foil Arms and Hog are coming up to do Oink, like they're doing here, selling out every night here in Edinburgh. Kevin Bridges.
Tickets still available to my show, by the way. But yeah. Kevin Bridges
is coming. Wow. I'm super excited. Kevin Bridges is playing in the Black Box in Galway two nights, and I'm hosting one of the nights, and I could not be more excited about
it. Oh, brilliant.
I'm just, it's such a big gig for me, and I have to try not to fanboy out too much when I'm there.
It's great.
But just for the whole gig, I just want to be like, just for the whole thing, so that's going to be great.
And then the competition that you won,
exactly.
The Irish Comedian of the Year.
Yeah, so
I'm going to be hosting the
final.
You're
hosting
that
one on
judging?
The Monday. I don't know, I might be judging it. It makes sense if they brought me in to be judgy.
Okay.
And then I
yeah.
could just stand around and go, well, when I was here, all this was just fields. But that'll be a great show too. That
all
was great
right.
fun last
so
year.
That's the Comedy Carnival. So we'll be giving away tickets to it later
yeah,
on the show, so I'll give
wants,
out all the dates.
If anyone wants to find any tickets, it's from the 24th to the 30th, and it's VodafoneComedyCarnival.com.
I love you, Steve. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you so
I love you so
me.
Much. Oh, here you go. You'll love this, Steve.
Here we go.
Despacito.
Oh, yeah.
Who
Throw
doesn't?
It on.